didn't have a thing, and they didn't care whether they had anything or not. They were more or less like the neighbors. Worked okay in Israel, Arkansas. All right. You still had them a few years back in Arkansas.
We went over there on the porch, sitting on the porch.
German family wouldn't think of sitting on the porch at 9 o'clock in the morning.
They sit on the
porch. They would. They'd go do whatever they chose. The women get out and sit on the porch. Get out the yard. For a wet dress. Now society people. Now.
Where would you say that term is a pretty common use around here? Trash?
Oh yeah, wow. Back there, way back there when we were kids. Not anymore.
Well,
we don't have them anymore.
Is the modern equivalent rednecks now, or?
No. Well, more or less, yeah.
Yeah.
But the redneck would be a little bit above the white trash. I mean, the white trash. Look up here.
I don't know why they call them.
Some of them were poor white trash back then when we were kids, are good citizens. Now the kids have got a little education now.
Oh yeah.
A little ambition. Found out they could do something if they wanted to. It's like some of
things have changed. Changes have changed terribly in our lifetime. We had a great change.
We've come through a terrific change. We grew from a steer. Horse and buggy days and up until the space age, you see, now 75 years.
See, it's
been a terrific change.
I've
used a one horse gig, you see, two wheel gig for transportation.
Is that something like a buggy?
It's not like a buggy, but only two wheels.
On two wheels, they call them a gig.
Well, the gig with a seat right over the axle, you see. I've used that for transportation.
I'm trying to visualize it.
Kind of like the sulky is now, in the races you've seen.
On the gig had larger wheels.
The gig had a big wheel instead
of the little rack. It didn't sit right up under the horse's tail. It was further back.
A little further back, yeah. No,
the sulky
set your feet.
The sulky's right just as close as almost you can get to the horse.
Yeah. Put your feet on the side of the horse, but the gig you set back. The horse had a shaft, like a buggy.
The sulky's out. The man puts
the feet on. But I mean, similar to that.
Yeah, on that horse, yeah.
Get back to white trash and things like that. Would you ever hear a colored person use that word, or is that
Oh yeah. They're strong on that.
They were more on it than the Germans.
Oh, they were strong on that.
They hated it.
They're strong. The niggers would call them. They were strong on calling them white trash.
He'd have to work, you know. He would take command when poor white trash.
He didn't take any command. He didn't take any command at all.
He figured on he's supposed to take orders. And when we were kids,
they took orders.
And they took on them with the grace and friendliness. They didn't resent it.
Yeah.
In other words, they lived on your ranches. Chances are they loved you more than anybody in the family.
Well,
they treated them good. We didn't abuse them. And if they got a whip, and they know they deserved it. Kids.
We weren't too mistreated. They weren't too much.
The Germans did. They didn't mistreat them much.
Worst of all, they got a whip.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle George put the hell out of them.
Well, what about, you know, sometimes when people nowadays come into town from the country, way out yonder. Sometimes you'll hear city folk poke fun at it.
We were kids. That's what I told you walked up.
They did.
These people over here.
Before we had consolidated schools. Is that right, Edgar?
Mm-hmm.
Before we had consolidated, they called them country hoosh.
Country hicks.
Get away.
Heads.
Well, I heard them called country hoosh.